The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you drive the brand ranked number one in dependability by J.D. Power, you can stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see yourself behind the wheel of the brand ranked number one in dependability by J.D. Power. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Kia received the fewest reported problems among all brands in the J.D. Power 2022 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study based on 2019 models. See jdpower.com/awards for 2022 details.
Hello, humans. This is God. Today on the God Pod, we'll answer a question from a patron of the God Pod, and we'll talk about all the latest in the goddamn news. I'm here today with the God Squad. Jesus, Moses, what's up?
Hey, the same. Hey. Pretty much the same.
Yeah, Holy Spirit can't be here with us today, but she'll be back.
Like I said, the same. The same. Holy Spirit isn't here.
Oh! You're going to start, Negro's going to start ripping on her for not being here all the time.
Don't let her listen to this one.
She never listens anyway. You know that.
That's not true. Come on. I've been listening. You know we're doing good.
We're doing
good.
But
I can even listen to it and I'm like, this ain't half bad.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Speaking of good, that episode you two recorded with one of our listeners, Chris. Oh man, that was something special.
Man.
That classic.
We read this 1-star review from an angry Mormon, and then Chris stole the show by taking a leak on the pod and just vaping. It was a bit too much vaping for many people.
One of them.
In his defense, he didn't know it was going to be that loud.
No, and what was great about that thing about with Chris really didn't care. He wasn't mean. He wasn't disrespectful. He mm-hmm. just didn't care. He's like, I'm going to pee.
I know. You're like, Chris, do you care? He's like, no. This whole vibe. Talk about vibes. Chris, you got a good vibe. We're on your side.
Very
Chris.
Good vibe. That's great. We got to have him back, definitely.
Let's answer a question from one of our patrons. Miss Cass asks, God, who do you think will win the NFL Super Bowl? And this is a great question because, you know, there was just a big, when she says football, international audience, she means American football, of course, not the, you know, soccer. It's not the one with the feet. It's the one with the so much violence and steroids right. And Tom Brady. And so
I'll have to say before these championship games with these four teams, God and I were discussing. Of these four teams, who has, you know, because the underdogs were obviously Tampa Bay and the Bills. And we thought of those two, who could pull it off? And we were both like, Tom Brady. And sure enough,
they call him the GOAT. You know who else, like, is associated with GOATs?
Oh, boy.
Satan.
Oh, boy.
Satan. Yeah. Tom Brady clearly is fueled by Satan. Because how? 7 Super Bowls. Insane. Mm-hmm. Or how many has he been to? 10?
10.
This will
be his 10th, yeah.
10th. I can't even keep track. So, Tom Brady is fueled by Satan. I do like that Tom Brady succeeding on a different team than the Patriots just proves that the Patriot way was bullshit and that Bill Belichick isn't shit and that it was always Tom Brady. And the secret to the Patriot way is have the best fucking quarterback of all time.
And in true Twitter fashion, you go on Twitter and there are all these photos of Brady with Trump and people saying, I don't want him to win. You know, I get it. But
that's true. He did have, you know what?
Yeah.
I saw that. There was a picture of him with, he had a Trump hat in his locker.
Right.
Oh, man.
A red MAGA hat.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Fuck him. It clearly shows, you know, just because you're good at sports
right.
doesn't mean you have a fully functional brain. And usually it helps if you don't. A lot of these people, a lot of the best players are fucked up people. They're insane.
Sure.
Like this player for the Chiefs, Tyreek Hill. He's like the fastest person I've ever seen.
Amazing.
He's like shredding other teams.
Amazing.
And, you know, people just put aside that he beats his wife and his children.
Oh, I did not know
he's
that.
Under invest. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because he's really good at football.
He's a fucking monster.
Wow. Well, I mean, Ray Lewis killed a guy, so, you know.
Yeah, Ray Lewis killed a guy. Ray Carruth. There was that other guy from the Patriots, Aaron Hernandez. So much, you know, maybe getting hit in the head. Not the best thing.
Tom Brady has buried at least 12 bodies. That's just a rumor, but I believe
that's
it.
That's just under Jet Stadium. So who do I think will win this NFL Super Bowl? Well, yeah, me and Moses, we're pretty spot on. I thought the Packers were going to win, but I did get a lot of prayers from their fan base, as usual.
Yeah.
But, you know, Tom Brady, he's got Satan on his side. And the other team I got right, Kansas City, you know, they're insane. But so Kansas City versus Tom Brady and Satan. I'm going to have to go with Kansas City on this one.
I agree. Mm. It's going to be Kansas City.
They're just too good.
They are. And you got to, you know, Tom Brady had not a very good second half, but they still, you know, still squeaked by. And the Packers aren't the best defense.
What do you think, Jesus? How do you feel when you hear people call Tom Brady the greatest of all time? That's got to sting.
Well, because I'm the greatest of all time. Yeah, Well, look,
you're the best quarterback I've ever seen.
He's the greatest of all time in football. I'm the greatest of all time ever.
In
period.
Hanging from a cross, totally.
No, you're the GOAT. I've done many other things as well.
All right, moving on. It's Kansas City Chiefs, and if I'm wrong, may I strike myself down? If you want us to answer your questions on the show and hang out with your fellow heathens and talk to me, the Lord thy God, on our chat server, join our Patreon. You'll also gain an extra 90 minutes a week of extra exclusive content. That's insane. Join today at patreon.com/thegodpod. All right, let's get into the goddamn news. What's going on today, gang?
You know, as usual, every morning, I put on my four channels for those listeners that don't know: CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, and BBC.
Still giving Fox News airtime, huh?
Well, I want to see all how of them. They're covering. I have all these on one screen. I want to see all of them there. So I'm looking, and all I see all morning are people talking about the upcoming impeachment trial. That's pretty much it. But on Fox News, they're talking about some caravan coming from Venezuela.
Not another caravan.
Yeah, that's all they're talking about over there.
Oh, yeah, they're back on all their bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, oh, did you see there was a column in the New York Times that said, is Joe Biden wearing a Rolex watch?
Oh, yeah. Tell me more about that. What was that all about?
It was just was it an opinion column, Jesus?
I don't think it was. Also talking about presidents and wearing watches and how it might look a little out of touch if the watch is too fancy. I think that's what it was about.
But isn't it just amazing how quickly
I know
they transitioned from, you know, there's a guy who's literally trying to destroy democracy to now they're worried about Biden wearing a Rolex?
Yeah.
That's baller.
Yeah.
Good for him.
And this is the New York
Times. I should start wearing Rolex. Rolex!
I mean, that dude, you know, he's what, upper 70s? He's earned a Rolex. Let him have that.
But beyond that, who the fuck cares?
I know. And the other big scandal was Biden has a Peloton.
Oy.
Security threats.
Does he wear tan suits?
I know. That's what we're getting back to. We're working our way back there.
So if I could interject here about the Rolex.
You can interject. Yes.
It appears that all indications are that the Rolex that Joe Biden wore to the inauguration was used by and belonged to his son, deceased Beau.
Aww.
Yeah. And New York Times came out with this article about it. not about the bow part. They came out about, you know, is he out of touch and all that.
Can you believe what Joe Biden was wearing?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty
oh
much.
Oh, my God, he's wearing a Rolex. He thinks that he's rich?
And what
that's
it comes
like
down
so
to,
out of touch with the common man.
And what it comes down to is that belonged to Bo, so he wore it to the inauguration. So, you know, there you go.
But what it really comes down to is who the fuck cares?
What got the nothing
fuck
else to talk
is
about,
wrong
I guess.
With you people?
Yeah.
How dare you, like, let that be printed? All the news that's fit to print? Are you fucking kidding me?
Mm-hmm. It is when strange how quickly they turn.
Yeah, when they're like, you know what? We can't interview another Trump voter in a diner. No, they did just attack the Capitol. Yeah, wouldn't look right. What can we do?
You know, Trump was their bread and butter. Trump was their bread and butter. They were making all the money off of that. Now they have to scrap for stuff like the Rolex.
No, no, fuck that. There's still plenty to unpack.
Oh, I agree.
It's just choosing to cater to the whims of these maniacs. They want to keep both sides happy because they want those.
You got to get those clicks.
Trump supporters they want their money. They want their clicks. It's so fucking insane.
Right.
But let's talk about, let's talk about this story that I wrote down in the outline because this blew my fucking mind. Okay. And I know, and I'm dropping a lot of F-bombs. I'm hurting a lot of ears out there and I'm sorry. Okay. But sometimes it's appropriate and I only use it when it's appropriate, which happens just to be about like all the time. Don Jr. compared Biden winning the election and becoming president to Disney villain Scar from The Lion King.
You are joking.
I am not joking. In bitter Instagram post. Wow.
What did he say exactly?
Well, I'd open up the article and you read it, Jesus. I'm God. I'm beyond clicking.
Wow. I was just prompting you. I'll read it. Sure. He said,
remember, if anything, I should talk less.
He said, remember in The Lion King when Scar cheated to win the title as king? And the Pride Land was overrun with the hyenas, and all the lions lost everything they had built and maintained? Just asking. No reason.
Oh! You can't even say it. Like, just asking. No reason. You're going to do that?
Yeah.
Bro, for him, he watches Lion King and hears about the Pride Land, and his mind just automatically adds white before pride. And that's just how he experiences the movie. How dare they think they are like Mufasa and Simba?
I know. This happens every time a Democrat enters the White House. They act like the world is over.
Right.
And, you know, the left does it too. But we have good reason to feel that way.
We have backup for our comparisons. They're just willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Like the left, when they lost the election, they, had a peaceful march and wore pussy hats.
Right.
And the right wing attacked the fucking Capitol.
Yeah.
And killed people.
Yeah. And what has Biden done so far that is destroying America?
It's all in their fucking minds. Yeah. It's all in their minds. People, they believe what they want to believe. And what they want to believe is the shit that's being fed to them in their right wing echo chamber, which is that Democrats are like eat babies or some shit. Literally, they believe in nonsense.
Yeah.
And that's what they're afraid of. So in his analogy, in his world, Trump is Mufasa, and that would make, I guess, Don Jr. clearly Simba. I just shudder to think of Don Jr. watching The Lion King, Moses.
Right.
And just like the moment when Mufasa gets trampled by the... Spoiler alert, Mufasa gets killed. Trampled by the liberal fucking wildebeests.
Well, and that was...
A.K.A. Georgia voters.
We saw this last week when Trump was saying goodbye and Don Jr. was off to the side crying over his father leaving the White House. I mean,
and the hyenas, a.k.a. Brad Raffensperger.
I mean, it's come to this where they're taking Disney film characters and comparing them. That you can't get worse than that, I don't think.
I think that, you know what, I saw those pictures of them crying their eyes out, and I loved it. he clearly has been watching The Lion King to deal, to cope.
Mm. Right.
And that's fine, but let him have it. It's just hilarious. Don Jr., trust me, this is not an apt comparison. Really, Trump is more like was Scar, okay? Yeah. And Mufasa was like Obama, and Simba is Biden in this example. And he's returned to get rid of Scar. Okay, yes. That makes way more sense, right?
Absolutely.
But listen, those tears coming from those boys, that's a lot of fear in there, not just for their father, but for themselves. They're like, well, we're screwed. The gravy train ends here, and we're going to jail.
We'll see. We'll see if anything happens. I'm getting more and more afraid that all of these people are going to fucking skate. Okay? Because that's the pattern. That's the pattern. Strictly because they're rich and they're white, that they're all just going to get a little pat on their wrist. Oh, go on your way. Mm-hmm. Marco Rubio's out there like, how dare they try to do this impeachment sham now? You know, America's on fire and the Democrats are just pouring gasoline on the flames. And it's like, you fucking made the fire! How dare you play the victim? They have no... Like, another thing I've been watching that I really like is Seth Rogen is just annihilating.
Oh my gosh. Ted Cruz. I'm glad you brought that up.
Oh, I love that.
I have to say, this fight is so stupid. I mean, I think both of them should just give it up already.
What? Fuck that.
Of course, Cruz is... It's sad seeing him fight with Seth Rogen, but I think
Why is it sad?
Don't they have other things to do than fight with each other? I mean, come on.
First of all, Seth Rogen is a fucking millionaire, and he can do like entertainer. He doesn't have anything better to do. Okay, he's making vases and blowing up Ted Cruz on Twitter. He's like, every time he takes a break from like doing his like ghost scene and he's like making a vase, he looks at his Twitter and he just jumps on Ted Cruz is like, fuck you, fascist.
I just think it's gone on for too long, but it has been entertaining.
I like it.
Okay.
Seth Rogen, you stay on him. You know, we've got an angel on the case. Okay. You don't think that it's a little ridiculous, Jesus. That I think I saw Josh Gad say this. He said that Seth Rogen is holding Ted Cruz more accountable than other senators.
I know.
Ted Cruz helped to incite this attack, a terrorist attack.
Yeah.
Get it through your heads. It happened. It's not going away.
Yeah.
Okay. It's and not then just, the nerve oh, we to forgot show about up it. Whatever. It's in the past. What's in the news this week? Fuck that. This shit cannot, sometimes, you know, you got to maintain your focus and seek justice. And this is one of those times. Ted Cruz wants to run for president. He thinks he's going to be the next Trump. So I guess in a sense, Seth Rogen, you know, is giving him more attention. But goddamn, is there ever a time where like the truth can just be said and not told to shut up? Is Seth Rogen here? Can Seth Rogen join us?
Some people say you are Seth Rogen.
Hey, guys, what's up? I'm sorry. No, I'm just kidding. That's me. He would never do this podcast.
Many people have said you are either Seth Rogen or Penn Jillette.
Yeah, yes. I like the Seth Rogen one. The Penn Jillette one, not so much. So it's not going away, this Capitol attack. I don't think it should be. I don't know what is in this. You know, people are so traumatized from years and years of Trump that they're just like, we just want to turn the page, not think about Trump. I have seen a lot of people say, because it came out like Trump tried to steal the election in Georgia another way. You know, he was going to fire the attorney general and take over and da da da. And I posted the story and asked people thoughts. I'm like, what are your thoughts? And they're like, I don't want to see Trump in a headline ever again. Stop making articles about him. And it's like, no.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. But you're going to continue to see what happens when you do this shit. There needs to be like justice. It's not just forget and move on, because forget means you're also forgiving.
An example needs to be made of him, and of course he needs to go through this impeachment trial so that hopefully he can't run again in 2024.
It's just insane. This overwhelming desire of people to just forget about it all.
Yeah.
And just, you know, I get it. I understand, you know, escapism, But, you know, can you just, like, not immediately go back to all the things that led to Trump being elected in the first place? Because it'll happen again. And next time, they're going to succeed. Mm-hmm. Okay? And it'll be some real Handmaid's Tale shit. Really? Because if they're allowed to get away with this, they will be so emboldened to just keep doing it. I think more corporations, clearly the answer is corporations just threatened to pull money because look what that did to Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
You know, I think there is an example being made. A lot of these idiots are being arrested. One, there was a one who tweeted, assassinate AOC.
Oh my gosh.
Did you see that? He got arrested. Mm-hmm. You didn't see this? This was this weekend.
No.
Yeah, there was one that was proud to be there. And he was, that was his thought patterns, yes.
Wow.
So he got arrested. Another one, there was a teen who turned his father in.
Good.
Yeah, after his father threatened him to stay quiet and no tell anybody.
Wow.
This teen
right.
came forward and put it, you know, that's a brave person.
And from what I understand, he had a GoFundMe to help him to get to college, isn't that right? Because he was basically...
His dad wasn't about to put him through college
right.
after that.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
What a brave person.
Yeah.
Bless that kid.
I would totally rat out one of my family members, though.
Oh, definitely.
I would take great pleasure in that.
Oh, of course. Of course.
I mean, your own father, that's got to be hard.
Yeah.
You would rat, Joseph out? Because not me.
Yeah, you know, our relationship hasn't been too great anyway.
I'm so happy I'm not your dad. he'd fucking rat me out to the feds at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it depends on which family member it was. Like, if it was a brother-in-law of mine, I would totally rat them out if I knew that they went to the Capitol.
What if it was like a stepdad figure?
Stepdad, like you?
Yeah. If it was a direct, I mean... Brother, sister, dad, mom, if they were there, I'm ratting them out. You can't just let that slide.
Bunch of rats. No, but really, though, this kid is great.
Yeah.
Bless this kid. Not you, but him. There was an ex-doctor who pushed hydroxychloroquine as COVID cure who got arrested for being at the Capitol riot. So they're getting arrested all over the place. But the most important thing is that their terrorist leader, Donald Trump, faces serious fucking consequences. Okay? People are like, oh, he got banned from social media. You're being too hard on him. Fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this overly forgiving thing that people do, it's not making you look good. It makes you look like fucking losers.
Yeah.
Okay? That's just my opinion. But whatever. I'm only God. Where we dumb go all. Have you seen these? You like that QAnon?
Yeah, it's good.
Their QAnon phrase is where we go one, we go all. Because they're like the fucking three musketeers. They keep moving the goalposts. Now they're like, it's March. March is going to be the time. You'll see. Trump is, he's in a submarine right now. And he's going... And there's all these reasons that Biden isn't really the president because he didn't get a 21-gun salute. He got a 3-gun salute and blah, 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 blah. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit.
Oh, my gosh. And what's going to happen in March? Donald Trump's going to come back?
Yeah, of course. Inevitably. And when that doesn't happen, it'll be April and then May, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But it's a cult. It's 100% a cult. I saw an interesting comment from someone who said, you should have compassion for them. I was in a cult called The Way once, and you should have compassion for them. And in a way, I do, I guess. I mean, the people that I hold responsible are the ones that are spreading these lies, the
right.
journalists and the media personalities, whoever, that are spreading all this nonsense. But because people are just afraid. But should you forgive them, though? I mean, why do they want to believe this stuff? Is it because they're just got some serious racism going on?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, you want to forgive them because they have been indoctrinated. It's partially their fault, but it's not completely their fault. So I have to give them some forgiveness there.
Well, yeah.
Fuck that, Jesus. I'm going with the Holy Spirit on this one. No forgiveness. Okay, we're going in Glorious Bastards. Not for realsies. But, you know, in spirit, there's no forgiveness here. I think that, you know, they've been given every opportunity. I saw a really interesting tweet. Someone said, you know, I've talked to some of these QAnon people, and they think of conspiracy thinking, they equate that with being critical thinking. So they actually think they're, like, smarter than everybody. And that's the appeal. That's the drug.
Of course.
Wow.
So, you know, if you can attack it on that point to say, like, is this really critical thinking? Have you critically thought about this? And, you know, there's a lot of people that tap out. They're like, I feel stupid. I'm done. As we discussed. But it's just really interesting. I saw, you know, people really enjoyed me reading the comments from the QAnon people. They said I could listen to that all day. Yeah. So let me just recite some of this text message from Mom.
Oh boy.
To Jesus, can you do the reaction? All caps. Turn off your automatic updates on your phone. Show Minnie how to do it.
Question mark?
Turn off automatic updates on your phones. For emergency broadcasts, we may lose all service and power. Settings, general, software update.
Okay.
Automatic updates.
Good night. Love you.
Turn them off. Do it now. Tell Minnie. Very important. Who the fuck is Minnie?
She's sleeping.
Go get her phone. Do it. It will probably go through tonight.
No, Mom.
Chloe, fucking do it. Stuff is going down. Chloe, fucking do it. Please do not be scared. This is all caps, mind you. Please do not be scared. I love you. Just do what I am telling you.
And my side of the convo has no capitalization.
They are shutting down Parler tonight at 12.
This is so delusional.
Do it. I wish it was, honey. Did you do it? Oh, that poor, I feel, you know who I feel compassion for? Chloe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I have a friend.
Chloe, fuck.
I have a friend who let me know, showed me some of his, you know, his texts. And one of them was for his brother, who was very close to him until recently. But he said, immediately, go get gas in your car and have about 10 days of food in your house. And he replied, why? And he said, the Insurrection Act has just been signed. It's not public yet. And that was pretty much it. But this was, you know, January 10th, obviously, January before the inauguration.
They're going through some serious stages of grief.
Yeah. Big time.
And they're bargaining and they're denying, and it's really sad.
Yeah.
So we'll keep watching and reading their comments. But on a happier note, on an upwards note, did you see this story? Incited the erection. Chuck Schumer was on the floor of the Senate the other day and accidentally said Trump incited the erection. Instead of saying he incited the insurrection, he said he incited the erection.
Fantastic.
There will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. Insurrection.
At least he caught his error.
I mean, it was over there.
That
though.
Actually
it
makes
over.
It funnier.
It was all over. Incited the erection. Here we go.
He immediately thought of, like, Anthony Weiner, and he was like, no. I don't want to get wienered out in the middle of nowhere. So, yeah, you know, I was watching CNN one night, and I was watching Mary Trump was on the show. Mary's going to come back February 1st, by the way.
Oh, awesome.
It's 1 week from today, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he was talking to her, and he meant to say insurrection, and he said erection. And no one acknowledged it. No, she didn't, you know, she just ignored it. He ignored it. No one on the internet said anything, but God sees everything, Anderson. Okay, I saw you said erection too. And I think there was a bunch of other people that also did this.
I can see how the mistake is made. They're pretty close. And maybe you're thinking, you know, guys are always thinking about sex, so.
Insurrection.
He was headed there when he was already starting to stumble over Don John, and he'd already lost it. And here comes the insurrection word, and he's, oh, shit.
Is this like erection? In other news, someone registered smallestdick.com, which redirects to Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
In a related boner news, I just think there's a lot riding on this one. that was totally unintentional.
Yeah, a lot riding on the smallest dick.
A lot riding on this impeachment trial. So please, for the love of me, stop saying erection, because you're going to fuck up the whole thing with all these boners you're making. Okay, it's time for a new commandment. Thou shalt not accidentally say erection when you clearly meant to say something else. You've all got boners on the brain. Stop saying erection. It's not that hard. The Lord has spoken.
It's not that hard.
For even more of The God Pod, pledge today at patreon.com/thegodpod. You'll receive instant access to many more exclusive episodes throughout the week.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.